Now your letters, and many of you sent along generous compliments for last week's special show on Buffalo in the Niagara Falls area. Others would have preferred that we had not devoted such a substantial portion of the show to one region. Our favorite letters came from native and former Buffalonians who shared memories of their lives in the city of good neighbors. Carol Edmondson grew up in Buffalo during the 1950s and 60s, but she's lived in Seattle, Washington for the past 5 years. I saw so many things happen to Buffalo, she writes. My father worked at the Chevy General Motors plant on River Road before the thruway cut the Riverside neighborhood off from the river. We would wait on the hill, running down to the river's edge, for my dad to get out of work. And at 3:30, the gates would open, and hundreds of men would come rushing out to go home. Down the road were bars and a beautiful park for watching fireworks. Gary Masterson of Chicago, Illinois, also grew up in Buffalo during the 1950s. He echoed a desire we heard from many Buffalo natives who moved away. I transferred my own family to Chicago in the mid-70s for a career in banking technology, and we have been following a succession of jobs to Virginia, Florida, and back to Chicago. I return to Buffalo at least once each year to visit my parents and sister's family and to recapture some of the joy I had growing up in the beautiful countryside immediately surrounding the city. Mr. Masterson continues, "In my current consulting position, I have the luxury of being able to live virtually anywhere as long as I can fly to my client's location. As a result, our family is considering returning to the Buffalo area to take advantage of the relatively low cost of living and greater opportunities to enjoy our leisure time." William Johnson of Arlington, Texas, was at first disappointed to miss a Sunday morning with Puzzle Master Will Shortz, but he writes that he was pleasantly surprised by the story of Buffalo and Niagara Falls. "I especially enjoyed the piece regarding the images conjured by hearing the words Niagara Falls. However, one image you failed to mention, which many in America would agree with, brought to mind by these words, Niagara Falls, is with that zany trio, the Three Stooges. Niagara Falls, slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch, whoop, 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 yuck, yuck, yuck." Thanks for the trip down memory lane. Send your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is WESUN, WESUN at NPR.org, and our comment line number is area code 202-371-1775.